Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's see here. Today is the first official day of fall, which means let's have a little bit of fun with it.
The men's room top 10. The men's room top 10.
Yeah. So this comes from damselindure.com.
I read that all the time.
I know you do, so yeah. that's why I grabbed it.
I don't want to say anything because I already know.
You already know? You've already read it?
Yeah.
If it's on Damsel, Miles.
Yeah. So these are multiple reasons to love fall right here. They've got a whole bunch that are incredibly relatable to the people in this room. It's fall. It's a great time of year. It's something that we can all enjoy. So here's we go. They say autumn is the season to find contentment at home by paying attention to what we already have.
Because you're going to be inside.
Right. Because
it's
rainy.
Why don't they just say it? You're not going outside as much.
Right. It's yeah. not. It's
I mean,
not
they're
even,
not wrong.
It's not,
they're
even, just, it's not just cold either. It's not even that cold. It's just wet.
Yeah. I mean, they're just sugarcoating, I would say. But no, they're right. Yes.
And actually, that's the next one up. Cold rain showers that force you to stay indoors. Which, sometimes it's not bad to be forced to stay inside. Sometimes when it's raining outside, you hear the pitter-patter, the rain on the roof, it feels good.
If I want to be inside, I'll stay inside. I would like the opposite
I think
of
we're
going
good
outside.
Enough. We're good enough here. When it's raining, we survive outside just fine.
But Mike's right, though. If it's like early 80-degree day, like you feel like a bum just sitting inside when it's sunny outside. Mm-hmm. But when it's pissing rain, I guess just got to watch all these games.
Farmers markets.
Yeah.
I've found a liking for farmers markets in the last few years, man.
I'm guaranteed to buy honey, and there's always a guy or a woman selling local hard cider.
There you go.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll try one.
You never get better flowers, too. You get great flower arrangements, and they're not all that expensive.
Also like the nut lady.
The nut lady, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like five or six varieties of different flavored nuts.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's the bread gal that's out there. She's got, like, different exotic breads.
Yeah, I'll smell your candle, whatever, here. Oh, cucumber. I'll buy that.
Is that turquoise?
I don't know why. I just think she... Yeah, I'll smell your candle.
I'll smell your candle.
Hay rides.
Yay.
Hey.
Man, we're dipping the bottom of this barrel.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God fall's here.
Whoa.
I can go on a hayride.
You're on a hayride.
Yeah.
You ever wanted to sit on an uncomfortable seat on a rickety wagon going through nowhere?
It's never a rickety wagon. It's always a flatbed truck.
Yeah, I know.
It's like somebody's old tow truck. They're driving through
it's
a farm. It's like
their trailer.
This is not a hayride. A horse would be involved in a hayride.
Also, PSA, the Seahawks play on a Thursday night this week, so gentlemen, might be your day to go pick apples this Sunday.
Correct.
Ooh.
Chimney smoke shows up on the reasons why we love fall.
Yeah.
Man, walking the dog or going out for a walk with the lady when it's not raining outside and you catch that chimney smoke.
Sure.
That's comfort to me immediately. It's one thing I wish my home had was a chimney in it that I could actually have a fire.
It's less I'm on fire, man.
Yeah, you know, that's a good call.
Out in the yard.
Just out in the yard.
You can get one of those burn things. Like where you can.
Oh, no, I got a brazier.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
I just need the wood.
Yeah.
I ain't got no wood.
Just
man.
Cut down part of your neighbor's trees. They'll never know.
Here we go. 10 reasons to love fall. You can make stew again. It's stew season. Time to pull out the crock pot, Ted.
I was going
to
say,
that's good. Yeah.
That's the best thing about fall, I think, is comfort food.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, chili, meatloaf, stuff that you don't want to eat when it's really hot out, when it's, you know, heavy.
Right.
You know.
Soups.
Oh, I'm with you. I like
lasagna.
The chili in the crock pot.
You're not big on the crock pot life, Steve?
I will do it at a time. I will eat what I want when I want. I do not like fall. I do not like winter. It is that simple. All of these things I can do, it does not make me like fall. I like football season.
I mean, I know.
And I am done.
I mean, I know that you'll cook whatever you want to whenever you want to.
Yes.
You're going to eat what you're going to want to eat, and I get
sure.
that, but you're not barbecuing ribs out there in the middle of fall.
I have.
You can still barbecue in the fall, Doc.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Winter,
in the rain,
probably not, dead. But fall, yeah.
But you should have your other stuff in the crock pot.
Exactly.
Hey, you're not wrong.
Like, man, you're not cooking, you know, kebabs out there or anything.
No.
Yeah.
But no.
See that? Don't like stews. You don't like soups?
It depends on the soup, but doesn't mean much to me, man.
Okay.
Like I said, I like football, and I'm done with fall. I have nothing
else. You're not
going
to change your mind on this one.
I like both, and I am done.
Like, you're the food guy, but the more you and I talk about food, like, I'm just disappointed in your choices, Steve.
I just don't get excited about it. Like, everyone eats. Eat what you want. And there's no excitement.
Damn, man. Come on.
I had pupusas.
Yeah, because you wanted pupusas.
Yep.
And I go, cool. You like ate what you wanted. Don't you?
I do like saying pupusas. I felt very fancy on Saturday making pupusas. Well, they were already made. I heated them off of the air fryer.
You
and my friend have a wonderful papoose. I would like to sit on it.
This is the softest papoosa I have.
Ooh.
Taste your cornmeal.
Your papoosa is a finger food.
And it's a delectable papoosa.
How do you get the scent off that? Smells very familiar.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Things to love about fall: jumping in leaves.
Oh, come
on. Well, if you're a child.
Or a dog. Here's the problem. You got to rake the leaves to get to that point.
You do.
Right. You got to put in effort.
You got to put a lot of work in.
I took time this weekend. I had a little bit of time to myself. I ran outside to shovel up all of the apples, the rotten-ass apples that fell off the tree. Tennessee,
oh,
my
good
apple
work.
Tree. Right?
There was a lot of them out there.
Dude, there was more. Oh. I have a full-sized compost bin, and I filled that thing up to about 80%.
How much does that thing weigh?
A lot.
Yeah.
You need a friend with a horse or a goat.
No kidding, dude. They would eat for weeks.
Everybody does.
And then they would get drunk. Because I'm going to have
Needs a friend with a horse or a goat.
Fermented-ass apples out there. I know it's for the ladies, but it's also for the men. Leggings becoming pants.
All right, I
haven't broke out sweatpants yet on the weekend. Waiting.
There was a couple times where things have gotten a little bit cooler that I've broken out the long pants, the long house pants.
All right.
I'm still more shorts at home, but, you know, taking the dog out, might throw on the legs.
All right, man.
Apple picking shows up on the list of reasons to love.
There you
go.
Oh,
my God.
I, thank God,
this
have
like
never gone apple picking.
This is like a bad sales pitch for a crappy timeshare. Mm-hmm. Apple picking. Yeah. Leaf raking. I mean, like, you're telling me manual labor. Okay, cool.
Well, you know what else I would throw in there? Tailgating.
Wait for it.
It goes back to
football
season.
Football season. You get to wear scarves again.
Oh, my God.
You can wear a scarf whenever you want to. However,
sporting event.
However, I'm getting excited that the leather jacket gets to start coming back out.
Sure.
I love
that
leather jacket, and it's been way too hot. I already run too hot as it is, but I love that jacket.
I like my jackets, but I do like them hanging up.
Yeah.
I made fun of a guy in a scarf once years ago at a bar. He was just sitting on the corner.
All right.
He was with this table. So I kind of didn't know him. And I mean, I've given him a hard time. Oh, scarf nose, scarf nose. And then as he rolled away.
He's got like a stoma. Oh, he rolled away. Oh, no.
Somehow I felt terrible.
Oh, no.
He just wheelchaired
away. Oh, he rolled away. Oh, no.
I can't regulate my body temperature, jackass.
You did not notice until then.
Wow.
No, we were all sitting.
And his chair left with him.
And I mean, I was relentless. Oh, scarf nose, doesn't he? Fancy pants.
Nice blanket in your lap. Get a little chilly in the wintertime, dude.
Right, you pansy.
Gets a little nippy after 6 p.m. Pumpkin carving shows up on the list of reasons to love fall.
Yeah.
If you're a kid.
I've been trying to accessorize my house. I haven't decided if I'm going to buy a little pumpkin or a wreath.
Buy the little pumpkin. If you don't carve it, it lasts a lot longer.
Yeah.
I had neighbors, dude, this last year. They left their pumpkins out, and I swear they stayed there till like May.
Damn.
Really? Yeah, it was. And it was bad damn.
Yeah.
There was other neighbors where theirs were clearly rotted, but they were almost like petrified
right,
at some point.
Right, right.
But these guys, it was melting on their doggone porch. It was
disgusting.
Just walk
by like, yeah, I get around.
I don't know. Some honorable mentions, here they go, with corn mazes shows up on the list. Thanksgiving dinner comes up on the list, which
solid.
I gotta love about
fall.
Okay,
that's the best thing I've heard so far.
Getting cozy with a good book, which, again, you can read whenever you want to, but with an excuse to stay inside and no football is on.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting back and reading ain't a bad thing. Bike ride through cool breezes. The changing of the colors in the leaves. Comfort food. Extra hour of darkness equals more sleep. The crisp air that you get to breathe. The fireplace nights with a bowl of popcorn and a movie.
It's very romantic. My life is not like that.
No more beach body worries, pumpkin spice lattes, sweater weather.
Oh, damn.
No more
get
beach
back body. To it, fatty.
Right, get your fat ass get on.
Back. Nobody can tell now.
And then this is the number one reason to love fall. I might have put this out of sequence, but I don't care. Tailgating in football season.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes. It's just, it's that time. You're locking in, you're having fun, you're glued to the TV all the time. This is when sports lovers thrive.
Yeah. It's just the best. You got almost every league going. You got preseason for hockey. You got baseball playoffs coming up. You got number one Ohio State coming to the lake on Saturday.
Damn straight.
Good
we might be more excited than the Huskies.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.